悉尼先驱报晨报说呢，在网购迅猛发展的今天，政府是否还应该对实体的商场关门的时间进行限制呢？The Sydney Morning Herald says bans on retail trading hours should be scrapped. That's according to the local federal government's wide-ranging competition inquiry. The review's chairman, Professor Ian Harper, said trading restrictions should be strictly limited to Christmas Day, Good Friday, and Anzac Day morning. And Professor Harper said in the review's draft report, full deregulation of retail trading hours in overdue and the remaining restrictions should be removed as soon as possible. He said rapid growth in online shopping was undermining the original intent of the restrictions and disadvantaging bricks and mortar retailers.
Professor Harper said that while most states had scrapped trading bans, Western Australia, South Australia and Queensland still had restrictions.
And I guess on those holidays, peopleWho have live in those countries who have this kind of tradition that they have the days off during Christmas or some very important holidays makes sense. But at the same time, I don't remember the exact time when the shopping mall in the United States closed their door every night. But it's not as late as here in China. Like Wanda Plaza nearby, they closed down their department store like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So that means that more people who go shopping after work, they can find a place to go to.
But yeah, which seems sensible.
Right. And that's a kind of, something they have to do during this period of time because the online shopping is...developing so fast, and it already elbowing out lots of the business of department stores.
Yeah, also, I mean, in the UK, and I suspect it's the same in other Western nations too, but certainly in the UK, you know, shops tend to open from about 9:30 to 5:30. So in other words, the shops are open when everyone is at work.
Right.
Now, that doesn't seem to make sense, does it? So it would perhaps make more sense if the shops were opened...after people have finished work instead. Why couldn't we try that?
Right.
Have the shops maybe open at four till midnight or something.
Yeah, or even they could open a little bit late in the morning and close down late at night so that more people would spend money in their shopping malls.
Yeah.
But this lead to another problem. Like in UK, I know that employees...benefits, their rights are very well protected in, you know, under law in those countries. So they don't want to force their employees to, you know, extend their working hours.
Yeah, that has been an issue. I mean, the other thing to do would be to open, have the shops open, say, at 6 a.m. And then you could actually go shopping before you went to work. I mean, why not? Let's think about this in a new way. And then you would get millions of people going shopping early in the morning before they went to work.
Well,
and this would also help to spread out the rush hours in major cities because people would drive into the city early. They would be able to go shopping for a couple of hours. They would get some parking and then they will go straight to work. There could be advantages to having the shops open before people go to work and after, because logically it doesn't make sense that the shops would be open when people are at work. The other point about this was that the Professor Harper said in this report that online shoppingdisadvantages bricks and mortar retailers, you know, because the normal shops, if they are forced to close on certain days of the year or on Sundays or something like that, well, of course, online stores are open all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a disadvantage to the bricks and mortar stores, just as the professor said.